Speak now to Lieutenant Colonel Connor King. He's General Secretary of the Representative Association of Commissioned Officers, or RACO. Connor King, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking our call today.
Hi, Gavin.
Your reaction to what's happened in Lebanon last night?
Well, Gavin, where do we start? We're so devastated at this news. And really, on behalf of RACO, I want to extend my heartfelt condolences to Sean's family and to his colleagues and his comrades and friends. Firstly, in the 121st Battalion, but also the 27th Battalion in Dundalk, and let's not forget his communities in Dundalk and Donegal. And really, we want to also extend our prayers with Trooper Shane Carney, who remains in a critical condition in hospital, and also our sympathies and support to our sister association, PD4A, and all of their members at this really, really difficult time. And if there's anything we can do to help them, we stand ready.
What impact will this have, is this going to have, on Irish soldiers, and especially those serving overseas?
Well, Gavin, we willingly accept the inherent risks and dangers that come with military service in general, but also overseas service. And we expect some danger when we go to these hostile environments. However, there's nothing that can prepare you for the shock of a friend, a loved one, or a colleague. And when this happens, we're all knocked back in some way. And I think that the other remaining members of the 121st Battalion will draw comfort from one another and from the supports that are in place, when they console each other and become resolute in continuing and completing their mission.
Like many members of the Defence Forces, both serving and retired, you served in Lebanon too. Is this a road you would have travelled often?
Absolutely. We heard our Minister and our Chief of Staff, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, speaking this morning that this is just a standard routine admin patrol, an admin run, and they were actually bringing two members of the convoy on a compassionate repatriation for the funeral of some family members. This is something that would happen, if not on a weekly basis, certainly fortnightly or every 2 to 3 weeks. And this road would have been well travelled. But you can never legislate for the inherent risks that happen in a volatile country. And unfortunately, this was all brought home to bear last night.
We've had thousands of soldiers serve overseas, thousands of them in Lebanon. And these deaths, thankfully, are very rare.
Absolutely, and I think it's a measure of the force protection that we apply to our members and the resources that we put into overseas service, which is a huge undertaking really for any battalion or any unit, and a measure of the supports that are in place. But also, I guess, you know, you cannot expect to come away unscathed from a hostile environment, and we count ourselves fortunate every time that our loved ones come home safe and sound. Unfortunately, this isn't the case for Private Sean Rooney.
Lieutenant Colonel Connor King, General Secretary of RACO, thank you very much for speaking with us this afternoon. More on the news at 1 after this break.